Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From everyone at BBC Radio Ulster and BBC Radio Foy.
Good evening and welcome to the Art Show Kingdom. I am the fairest maiden in all of Studio 8, Marie-Louise Muir. For the next 30 minutes, I'll be backstage, front stage and in the orchestra pit of pantos, past and present.
Oh, no, you're not!
Oh, yes, I am. It's panto season.
I am here to trap all the children inside their worst nightmare of all time.
Enchanted dreams and nightmares before Christmas. We're on the theatre trail from Enniskillen to Ballymena.
If I haven't had one child carried out crying, then I'm disappointed.
Heidi High, Christmas camper, Sue Pollard on being in Pantoland for over 40 years. And hey, there's nothing camp about this show.
Oh, yes, there is.
The children will get all the gags that's aimed at the children. Parents will get the ones that's over the heads of the children.
And William Caulfield and 10 Years of Damehood in Derry.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's...
Do get in touch, tweet to at BBC Radio Ulster, hashtag on Twitter and Facebook 81771 for your text. What is your favourite memory of Christmas on the stage? And remember, every time you don't contact the show, a fairy loses her wings. Just saying. But first, tinkling on the ivories beside me is one Kieran Burke. He is currently delightfully frightening audiences in the Lyric Theatre's Christmas show, Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf, and this is why.
Well, I'm lonely as a wolf. I remember in December, I remember that old cold moon. And it was calling me, calling me, calling me to the kill. And it was calling me, calling me, calling me to the kill. Well, I'm lonely as a wolf. In the night I don't take fright, but I'm lonely, 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 lonely as a wolf. Waiting for the midnight, calling me, calling me, calling me to the kill. And it was calling me, calling me, calling me to the kill. Well, I'm lonely as a wolf. I wander over yonder, but I'm lonely, 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 lonely as a wolf. Patterns in the midnight, calling me, calling me, calling me to the kill. And it was calling me, calling me, calling me to the kill. Well, I'm lonely as a wolf. I remember in December, I remember that old cold moon.
Ho, ho, ho. Kieran Burke, thank you so very much. And do stay with us. We'll be hearing more at the end of the show. Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf is at the Lyric Theatre until January the 3rd.
The Red Red Reindeer. The Red Red Reindeer.
Well, Santa has his elves, Snow White has her dwarves, and the art show has its very own dame. But we have our own Santa's little helper, Marcus Hunter-Neal, who braved wind and rain this week to bring us a few backstage secrets from Christmas shows around Northern Ireland. The first stop on his adventure has him parking his magic carpet in Ballymena.
Well, I'm standing on the stage now in the Braid Theatre, and I've got very chilly and it's got very cold because Darris the Dreamcatcher is here. Darris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm a bit scared that I'm in this dream and I'm not sure how to get out of it. So what's your role in the play?
I am here to trap all the children inside their worst nightmare of all time, so that the kingdom of darkness will win and reign forevermore.
Oh dear, that sounds very, very scary. What is your worst nightmare?
My worst nightmare is bumblebees.
Bumblebees? Oh my goodness. Well, listen, I'm going to click my heels together 3 times and hopefully I should be able to get myself home. But thank you very much for meeting me.
You're welcome.
And is there anything out there that the children can do to not have nightmares?
I don't think so.
Now, I was just about to leave and I bumped into 2 very beautiful cats. What are your names?
I'm Dia McCrory and this is my friend.
I'm Katie Hawking.
And what are you doing dressed as cats?
Well, we have our leader Priscilla and we come on stage and we follow her and we don't like Lucy.
You don't like Lucy? Are you friends of the Dreamcatchers?
No, but no. We learn to like Lucy.
You learn.
And we're best friends.
Oh, that's great. So it all turns out happy in the end?
Yeah.
Pamela Castles, you're the writer of Lucy and the Dreamcatcher. So what made you opt for writing your own play this year as opposed to a traditional panto?
Well, C21 as a theatre company just wanted to do something different this year. So it was posed to me and I thought, yeah, brilliant. Let's try something new, you know. I love panto. I'm a massive fan of panto. But it was a nice challenge and something exciting to try something new. I starred in the Opera House panto when I was 7 years of age. So it's, panto is always been very close to my heart. Am I a dreamer?
And C21 Theatre Company presents Lucy and the Dreamcatcher the night before Christmas at the Braid Theatre Ballymena up to the 22nd of December. Marcus will be backstage later, but for most of us, Christmas stages mean panto. When gender roles are turned on their heads, giants fall from the skies and geese lay golden eggs. The Christmas panto is big business for theatres. But what are the origins of pantomime? Well, currently producing one of the biggest pantos on the planet in the Grand Theatre in Blackpool, Paul Alexander Boyd. Paul, why is panto such a phenomenon?
I think it's a phenomenon because it goes back so far. It's actually, as a country, as a nation, panto has evolved with us. So we understand it intrinsically. It goes all, you know, all the traditions, everything that you have to do in a panto, the kind of actual see, the role reversals that you talked about. That it's kind of second nature to us. And at Christmas time, when there is an audience looking for something to see and families look for something to go, they go to what they know. Which has always helped, of course, with a star name or two. But yeah, I think it's because it's been around so long.
And we're talking about, 16th century Italy and the Commedia dell'arte.
Yeah, you go right back to Commedia dell'arte and then sort of at the turn of the century then, in it was actually here in the centre of London when they started to take the Commedia dell'arte characters and make entertainments of them. Recognisably, we would now see that as pantomime, as we know it.
Well, also joining us is Christina Nelson, one of the stars of Little Red Riding Hood at The Lyric. What was your first experience of theatre and panto?
My first experience of panto was probably when I was about 5, when Mum and Dad brought me along to see one. I was chosen to be up on that stage.
You were plucked from the audience.
Yeah, I was, and I loved it. And it was my first comedy moment, I think, when they asked me to stand at the back, and I stood there for a very long time, and then they would ask me a question, and I was to answer quack, quack. What does a duck say? So I waited and waited, waited, and then they actually asked me, brought me forward, and I could see all the faces looking at me, and they said, what does a duck say? And I said, duck, duck. And everybody laughed. I can still see their faces laughing. It was a bit like a horror, but obviously it didn't put me off too much.
And is there something about panto being intrinsically Christmas that makes it work?
It absolutely does. It's a child's first experience, probably, for a lot of them, is pantomime. That's the first time. And it's a family experience and they actually get a chance to join in, which is a great fun thing to do at Christmas time, especially.
Having spent several Christmases and New Year in the panto in St. Columb's Hall in Derry. Snow White 2 years running.
Oh, you'd be a lovely
Nadine
Snow
Coyle,
White.
One of my dwarves.
Oh, wow.
Look at what happened to both of us. I know how tough, Paul, it is. People can be quite snobbish about panto, but there is such a rigour and discipline to it, isn't there?
There really is. I mean, and I'm, I guess, quite unique in as much as I've straddled both sides of the divide in that sense, because, you know, I've cut my eye teeth on writing the big sort of family Christmas entertainments that were always the alternative to panto. even though I started in panto years ago and now I've sort of come